Rochester.
Some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Who the hell are you? You're a dude named Mike who shortened his last name on the real world, tried to bootleg The Rock's electricity to get put on the WWE. And then, when you got here, you straight up stole Chris Jericho's personality. But wait, there's more. You stole Ric Flair's figure four leg lock. But wait, there's more. You stole Daniel Bryan's offense and his personality. And if you act now, I'll let all of you know that you've been reduced to stealing what AJ Styles been saying for the past 6 months. You got no idea who you are. You're a dude dressed up as a dude playing another dude.
I'm WWE superstar John Cena, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for March 4th. Real quick holidays today. It's Holy Experiment Day, Batman. I don't know. It's just Holy Experiment Day. I don't know what that means. And Hug a GI Day. Birthdays today, real quick. Former WCW Cruiserweight Hardcore and Tag Team Championship wrestler Crowbar is 43. Former TNA Knockout Rosita and current WWE trainer Sarah Stock is 38 today. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Join us tonight for UFC 209 at Salvatore's at Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road, 10 p.m. start time, so get there early. Hosted by us, there'll be prizes and drink specials all night long. That's tonight at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 209. Hey, interested in roller derby? Fancy yourself a skater? The job of being an official more up your alley? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact them at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com. Become one of us, the few, the proud Rock City Roller Derby. Welcome to the show today. I'm the Cashman. I am joined by Double B, Brian Burke.
Good morning.
And next to him is the boy who grew up on the show and longest tenured person besides me, Danger Boy.
Oh, geez, oh, Pete's. Good morning.
Oh, geez, oh, Pete's. And of course, the Pain Clinic's favorite host of the show, the most favorite guy ever voted on by you, the fan, DC Dan Cole.
It's by the fans.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry.
It wasn't just my mom voting.
We had one vote. So, of course, it was the fans. So,
Good morning.
Thank you for being here, guys. Welcome to the show. We got a pay-per-view this weekend. Of course, we'll get to eventually. That's the Fastlane pay-per-view. The last one before Mania. That probably will set up the remainder of anything that's going on in the Raw branch of the pay-per-view. So, Danny?
The one you're gonna want to put on mute in between the actual matches so you don't have to listen to the stupid car sound effects.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I forgot they did. Maybe if the Daytona 500 was the same weekend, it would have, maybe been a little bit more, timely, but that was last weekend, I think. So they're going to be, Fastlane, it's race season, whatever. I don't know. Just another pay-per-view name to me. It could have been any of the other ones. It could have been No Mercy. That would have been a better name, I think. Also, a pretty good video game, too, a long time ago. But
But welcome to the show. We're here to talk about everything in the world of pro wrestling, and you can join us at 222-1280, star 1280, if you want to call in and make a comment or, you know, ask a question. You know, maybe we can answer it, maybe we can't, but we'll certainly discuss it, and you'll till the point where you're going to be sick. No, and also you can also send us a text, too, at that number if you're shy. And 222-1280, you can text us to that number, and we'll read your text, especially if they're funny. And we've had some good ones the last couple of weeks. So I want to start off talking. Listen, I know we're the biggest Luke Harper fans on the planet, but we've got to start off talking about what happened on SmackDown. Danger Boy, when did you think you knew it wasn't going to be in his favor, while you were watching on Tuesday night?
I thought they could have salvaged something up until Randy Orton burned down the Wyatt compound.
But let me ask one thing. Let me say one thing, too. When it wasn't the main event of the show.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Red flag.
Yes. It's like it's not starting 10 minutes before the show ends.
And then they did the restarting of the match, which was pretty much pointless because they didn't do much after it. They didn't have a different decision. Pretty much all it does is set up the fact that Shane got kicked by Luke Harper because AJ moved out of the way, which apparently is going to start the Shane and AJ feud. On top of the fact that there's a third straight week of number one contenders matches on SmackDown.
Yeah, this week coming up we have Randy Orton versus Mr. AJ Styles, which, I mean, it should be a good, great match, but it's got to lead to more for those guys. But where does that leave Luke?
Scarily, it leaves him nowhere right now.
Yeah. I mean,
and that's really unfortunate, especially given how he's performed in the spots they've had him in over the past several weeks.
And how hard the announcers have been pushing him the past several weeks.
Well, you know, up until the Randy Orton thing on that show, I said, oh, well, they'll just keep stretching it out. They'll have another thing where he'll be involved in it, and eventually they'll make this three-way that we were talking about. But then the end of that show, you know, we have, you know, 10 minutes left, and all of a sudden it turns into a promo between Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton, and it's like, did you think they hotshot that angle a little bit? Or, I mean, because we have four weeks to get it all straightened out. But they could have waited. That could have happened at WrestleMania. Now, I know a lot of things they don't like that to happen at WrestleMania. But
it could have happened the week before, and that would have been, you know, a surprise and less out of nowhere than this was.
I think if they had announced, whoever, the number one contender versus Bray Wyatt, and then Randy Orton came down and it added, you know, that would have been pretty shocking to happen at WrestleMania, you know? I mean, to be added to the match, I think that would have, you know, got everyone talking, but We jumped the gun and we have him burn down the shed. Yes, Randy Orton is now
he's an arsonist.
He's an arsonist. Yes, he's probably wanted by the police. So wherever town he's in next week, better watch out. And also I question too. Sister Abigail's buried underneath a shed. I mean, is this legal? I mean, is there a headstone?
You know, life is different out in those parts of the country. Cash. That's true.
But I feel bad for because Luke Harper has wrestled so great coming up into this, and I mean, I hope there's something for him. We haven't gotten there yet. Well, what else could he go?
I hate to say the Andre the Giant Battle Royals.
I mean, I don't know. At this point, I think if you're a fan of WWE, you have to be worried with how WrestleMania is shaping up. Just stop and look at what we know about the card right now. It looks like you're going to get Randy Orton, Bray Wyatt, which I'm okay with because that could actually potentially be a great match.
I think any of those guys that possibly could take in Bray Wyatt.
But the mixed tag match, that's going to be a mess. Goldberg-Lesnar is going to be a mess. Looks like we still might get Triple H or Rollins, but we have no idea what shape Rollins is in. And I'm sorry, Triple H is past his prime.
And you can see him past his prime in Buffalo on Friday.
Yeah, I guess
that's true.
You guys want to go next Friday? Oh, no, I can't. No, I just thought about it. I want to.
I can't either, and I really
want
to.
I want to because now we got Finn and we got Triple H, two guys who we haven't seen wrestle in a year that are going to be there.
I'm just frustrated, Cash, maybe just because I've been a fan for so long, but what happened to the days where the WrestleMania buildup was months and not just the last 4 weeks?
True. And I think it's just having that pay-per-view between the Royal Rumble and the WrestleMania that really kind of, they had two of them this year that is a downer, you know, it slows everything down. And it makes them have to not play their hand at what they're doing at WrestleMania until the last minute, which really, you know, that's why we hear about all these rumors well in advance, because they have to plan that out and get to that point. But unfortunately, it's, yeah, I mean, listen, when I was a kid, WrestleMania was once a year and there was only one pay-per-view. So it was like, it was, you know, they would go about 7 months, and then they would start building it up for 5 months. And it was, you know, every week they would, you know, add little pieces to it. I think they did a much better job when you had that much time, you know.
I mean, the fun of WrestleMania used to be the anticipation of finally seeing some of these payoffs. We don't get any of that anymore.
Well, they don't sell their tickets based on their matches anymore. They sell it based on the name. So they're selling the tickets in November based on stuff people don't know is going to happen. They're not getting huge walk-up sales or anything like that. So they don't care anymore. That's, you know, simply put, they will throw something together and we'll sit there and watch it regardless for 7 hours.
Well, yeah, but we're also going to make it fun by having food and drink, and we'll be degenerate gamblers.
Yes.
We have other things to look forward to, not just the Mania card.
No, and I mean, the last couple of years, has anything really been that exciting on the Mania card? I mean, besides the Seth Rollins cashing in a couple of years ago in San Francisco.
That was completely
unexpected. So, I mean, but with that card up until that point, it's like, oh, this sucks. And I was like,
I used to love going to WrestleMania every year. I had a good streak going. The only time I've been disappointed, I was not there twice in the last 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
Not seeing Daniel Bryan get his moment.
And New Orleans, that was
and,
great.
And not getting to see Rollins cash in live.
Yeah. And, you know, it's kind of like, I always tell people, it's like, I went to see the very first Elimination Chamber match. And the only cool thing about that the whole night was at one point I was just like, this is like one of the worst pay-per-views I've ever been to in Albany. But then Edge came out and cashed in the Money in the Bank and beat John Cena, and we saw a title change in front of us. And that was just – that made the pay-per-view 100 times better. So when you get those little surprises like that, it's like great. And it's like, yes, we've had a couple of those in the last – you know, but not this year. I don't see anything like that happening this year.
And not to be a homer, but that's why I was excited about maybe seeing Luke Harper in that match. I wouldn't have been excited to see Bray retain over Randy. I wouldn't have been excited to see Randy take the title off of Bray. But for, not to make a pun here, but for out of nowhere Luke Harper to walk away from that match with the champ, that's a WrestleMania moment.
Yeah. Without a doubt. And it's like, and I mean, he gets built up in every direction on TV. And I have a feeling that he's not done yet, though, because I think the pack will come back together. You know, maybe they've got 4 weeks to do something. So, you know,
hopefully all that buildup meant something.
And Rowan also is supposedly ready to come back too. So maybe, you know, who knows? We could get the classic Wyatt family. But the question is Wyatt the heel or the face? I mean, from what we were getting last week, everyone was happy that he was, what, sister's place was being burnt down and everything.
Well, here's my issue with the Wyatt family reunion. Harper's been getting the crowd behind him since he left. Why put him back at this point?
If
he goes back, the spotlight's back on Bray. And it's taking off Harper.
But that's the thing, is there any chance he's going to be involved in anything that high on the card in WrestleMania unless he's with Bray?
No.
So, I don't know. 222-1280, Star Toys number. We have Rashawn on the line. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, guys. I know you guys are big old, you know, Luke Harper marks. And after watching this week's SmackDown, I was just so incredibly impressed with his in-ring agility. I mean, I've never seen a big man like that. And just some of the stuff he was doing, I mean, like, you could tell the announcers were legitimately surprised at some of the stuff he was doing in ring.
I got to correct you. We're Luke Harper friends, okay?
You're
more than
Marks.
We're Marks, too. We can be Marks for him, too, because, you know, we want our friend to do well, so.
I forgot. I know. But, you know, speaking of which, I mean, if you guys ever talk to him, you think he's going to start incorporating some of the old Brody Lee yeah kind of stuff into his gimmick here pretty soon?
He was using it for quite a while when he first started, but he hasn't been lately. I don't know. Maybe someone could say, don't do that anymore or something. I don't know. I mean, it depends. Is he going to be by himself or is he going to be with a group? You know, it all depends on where he settles out after what's been going on, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And then my last thing is just a little bit of a fun fact. If you guys can see if you can guess it, who do you think is the longest single tenured female in-ring talent right now in WWE.
The longest single. Please don't say it's a Bella. Please don't say.
No.
Okay.
No, so, actually, because they remember they quit for a while and came back, so that's not a single tenure.
Okay. Okay. So, but they've been there for quite a long time, even since they came back. Come on, guys. Who,
Natty?
Natty Neidhart?
Alicia Fox.
Alicia Fox.
Alicia Fox. Yeah, I just saw a story about her, too, like one of those clickbait things where it's like, five things you didn't know about Alicia Fox, and I have to go through five of them.
You're never going to believe number four.
Yeah, it's like, and she was having an affair with someone in WWE, and it's like, well, if you watch Total Divas, you know that she was with, Wade Barrett, so there's nothing surprising there. But, yeah, it's Alicia Fox, and she's hot, too, man, big time, man. I'm a big Alicia. I mean.
You like Foxy?
I like Foxy. I don't think she's a great wrestler or anything, but I enjoy watching her. So go ahead. What were you going to say, man?
Oh, no, I'm just saying that she's improved. It's just surprising because from where she started in ring ability to now, she's – I guess they're semi-transitioning her to a valet, which they need, though. They need valets at this day. You know, with Maurice is doing the valet thing well, and they really need that because it just brings so much more to the production. And we're hurt with Alicia Fox being transitioned. I mean,
it allowed her to heal out, too, by doing it with, what's his name? Noam Dar. Noam Dar there. It allowed her to heal out against Cedric Alexander, too. There's a good reason for doing things like that to allow your character to transition to one thing to the other too. So,
yeah, and I mean, just in the big stage production thing, it creates something. You got some people that are vacuums of charisma that are extremely talented in the ring, and they just can't get over as themselves. So they need a valet, they need a manager, and that's been missing for WWE for quite a while now. And it's actually good to see that they're starting to see that back and forth a little bit more coming back because you need that to get people over. I mean, like, we all know Brock Lesnar is a vacuum of personality, but you put him with Paul Heyman, they show on earth, that kind of thing.
So is that why Carmella and James Ellsworth are together? Is that what you're saying? Well, Carmella...
Honestly, I don't know why Carmella's even on SmackDown. They should have kept her on Raw, kept her associated with... Enzo and Cass. I mean, everybody knows their real life, she's dating Cass, you know, and eventually, what's the girl down in NXT that Enzo is legitimately dating? You know, she's going to be coming up pretty soon because they're pushing her like crazy in NXT. So, you know, it's going to be happening. I mean, maybe that's the reason why, because they didn't want to have both females associated with them as a tag team.
Well, you know, the fans wouldn't let her get away from Enzo and Cass when she first came up because they were always doing, how you doing, when she came out. And she, of course, wears the G hat on occasion, and it's like, you know, kind of tips things off a little bit. But, yeah, you know what? I agree with you on the valet. There are wrestlers who could use them all the time and use a good mouthpiece. And remember, Miss Elizabeth, when she was with the Macho Man, never spoke. Rarely spoke. I mean, maybe once a year you'd hear her say anything like help or, you know, Randy, you know, that was about it. So it's like,
I just thought I was at the garage door for a second.
I had the same thought.
Uh-oh. But I'm just saying, she went, 7 years with the WWE and never said a word, but just, you know, was, you know, always the always just by the side of the Macho Man. So, you know, you're right.
Yeah, It needs it, and of course, you know, it's the gimmick thing, and you got to do something with gimmick. And honestly, with the promo y'all opened the store bill, I'm sure with today, I was wish that Cena had actually said the phrase gimmick infringement during that promo.
Yeah,
that's all you guys did.
Thanks a lot, man. We appreciate it. And I got to tell you, I was very impressed with that promo, that whole promo up until the slap from Maurice at the end. Everything I thought that I said, you know what, that's John Cena. I know I feel there's a touch of reality in there, maybe a little bit a touch of reality, but
everything he said was true.
Yeah, it was. I mean, you know, the way, you know, and then, I mean, you know, and like he said Ric Flair and Triple H and all these guys, they are those guys who came out just amped up a little bit, you know. He said, The Miz, you're stealing from everybody. And I thought that was definitely an interesting perspective, and it's like, and he just kind of warned them and stuff, and obviously they're trying to set the heat up. But, we can talk about that more on the flip side. We do have a pay-per-view this weekend to talk about with Kevin Owens versus Goldberg in the main event. Who never knows what will happen with that, but we're going to go to break. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. You can text us at that number. Ask us a question. We're going to talk a lot. Got a lot of stuff to talk about, lots of wrestling. You know, we got Beth Phoenix was named to the Hall of Fame this past week. thoughts on that later. You are listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
And I'm not saying you're next in that cute little way where you tell everyone you're next because it's your catchphrase. No, I am telling you right here, right now, you, Bill Goldberg, are next in the evolution of Kevin Owens as Universal Champion.
If I was really this black arts manipulator, pulling all the strings this close to WrestleMania, you think I would be standing in a ring, toe-to-toe, face-to-face with you? Hell no! Nah. I'd be standing face-to-face with The Undertaker!
Eddie Rochester.
I'm a man with a plan.
I made you the man. I made you the face of the WWE, the biggest superstar this place has seen in a long time. I made you the WWE World Heavyweight Champion, and you held that championship up above your head, and you shoved it in everyone's face. You told them you were the man. I did that for you, Seth Rollins.
Regardless of how many strings you pull, there's only one greatest of all time. Woo! That was a bad woo, but you took his moment away from him just like you took millions away from me.
Hey, it's The Miz from the WWE on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with DC Dan Call. Voted most popular host on the show, DC Dan Call. We've got Double B, Brian Burke, Danger Boy, and you. Thank you so much for listening. Are you the man with a plan? I just want to know, why is this snow out? You know, it's like, last week it was like, what, 65 when we were in here?
Tuesday it'll be 60 again.
So you're saying I don't have to shovel my driveway?
That's my plan.
Okay. As long as you can go over it, right? Maybe I will, just for some exercise later today. But hey, welcome. I heard, now before we go back to what we were talking about, I heard some weird rumors about how 205 is not doing so well for the network to the point where it may get canceled. You guys hear that stuff about it?
I could see that. There's really no reason to cancel it, because what are you going to do, put on another episode of Holy Foley?
Probably. Or maybe, you know, bust out Legends House again or something. I don't
know. Like, yeah, but...
But it's costing them money, production money, to make that show. And that, if it's not making back the money it's producing and they're seeing low numbers, then, what can they do? You know, I mean, they don't really have a rating, rating systems for, they just look at numbers because, it's pretty easy when you're choosing what you want to watch. They can see that, so.
I think their biggest issue with the entire thing is they still don't have a character for most of the cruiserweights. So you'll go in there and, yeah, you'll get Neville and Jack Gallagher, and you'll have, characters with them, and they're actually connecting with the fans, and you'll get Austin Aries shortly, and he'll connect with the fans.
Sure.
But no one cares about Noam Dar. I don't care what they've done with Alicia Fox with him. I don't care about him.
No.
And I like wrestling. And I like cruiserweight wrestling a whole lot. And it's just,
it's
a whole big bag of blah.
So it wouldn't be a surprise then if they just said, okay, we're not going to do
it I would
anymore.
See them going to taping it before I saw them getting rid of it completely.
I don't want to see it gone at all either. But, it's like it's only a rumor I heard. So
yeah.
It's not, I know nothing's set in stone, but what would happen? And also they have all these guys under contract. Are they going to just disperse them amongst their regular TV? They do already. At least you get at least two cruiserweight matches every Monday now on Raw, because it helps fill that extra hour they need, But,
is part of the problem that WWE has programmed the bulk of their audience for so long that it's really not about the in-ring product. It's about the storyline. It's about
it
the
is.
Production.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
And now you have these guys who legitimately are some of the greatest in-ring wrestlers on the planet, but a majority of WWE's audience has been programmed to not care that they're some of the greatest in-ring talent on the planet.
Because they go to commercial during the matches. That means this is the least important part of what we're watching, And I remember hearing stories, I've talked about this before, hearing stories about Vince Russo just, blowing up when he would see that happen, because the wrestling is what's selling things, Not the commercial, going in a commercial break, they never would do that when he was in charge of WWE.
When you watch Monday Night Raw, you think everybody tunes in to see the replays.
You would think so. Yeah, they spend enough time doing that, and that's, you know, it's really, it's sad, but you know, they really got to figure out what their audience, you know, what, you know, I don't know how else they can do it, just but by doing what they're doing, they think they're doing it right. It's a guy who's running the show, really the TV show, is a Hollywood producer who's, you know, moved up in the company pretty high. And, you know, what he says is gospel to the guys in WWE, and so they just follow what he says. But I'm sure Triple H probably has a different opinion to a lot of that. 222-1280, star 12 is the number. We have Jordan on the line. Jordan, how's it going, buddy?
How's it going, guys?
We're doing great. How about you?
Doing good. Well, speaking of 205 Live, why not just put them in front of Full Sail and just tape their shows?
Then they could. That could be an option, you know. I mean, a lot of those guys worked NXT there, so...
True.
You know, it's like, I think that, you know, that's an option. I'd hate to see it canceled, even if they could just keep, you know, taping, you know, maybe months ahead at a time, you know?
Yes. And I actually have a few things. Back to the comments about not really having any storyline going into WrestleMania. I can really think of only one match in the past few years that had that. I really enjoyed that storyline of Rusev and John Cena going to the WrestleMania. And when John Cena won that U.S. title, he actually got cheered and he had a big pop at the end. I thought that was a pretty good storyline.
Yeah, they had really pushed Rusev heavily going into that, you know, making him the unbeatable monster and everything.
Oh, how far he's fallen.
Yeah, I know. It's a shame. I kind of like Rusev a lot because I think he's much better at promos now than he ever was back then.
Handsome Rusev?
Yeah.
Handsome Rusev, yes. And no, I agree with you, man. That was a good storyline building up. And then John Cena went and did the unthinkable and defended that title for the next 9 months against anybody who would come out, which was probably the best thing to happen to that title on TV.
Correct.
You know, which we still kind of miss that because, I mean, and everyone who badmouths John Cena must now realize how he was building stars by doing that. You know, look at the guys he took on in those periods, you know, Sami Zayn, Cesaro. Mm-hmm. A lot of these guys are now huge, you know?
Yes, and my creative juices were flowing this past week when I kept hearing news about Matt Hardy and just seeing him on Twitter or whatever. I was just thinking of all the matches and stuff he could have. And I'm like, okay, you guys can agree with me and you can't agree with me. Now that the day of the new, our host at WrestleMania, have him debut them against Day of the New, program with them until the draft, put Matt and Broken Matt and Bray Wyatt in the same program. What if Sister Abigail was Rebby Hardy and they fought over her?
Wow. Interesting. It's a way to bring them in, that's for sure, if that's where the direction they're going. We didn't really talk about it, but big news this past week was three people are no longer with TNA. That would be Matt and Jeff Hardy and who's the other guy?
Bennett?
No, McIntyre?
Bennett's gone, too.
Yeah, Mike Bennett's gone as well.
Bennett and Maria are gone.
Oh, both of them are gone. Andrew, yes. McIntyre, too. So it's like... So these guys could either show up. I mean, now we know, and Matt Hardy stated online that they're going to be within 2 miles of the arena at WrestleMania for 6 hours before WrestleMania. So until 6 o'clock.
I say they got Supercard of Honor that Saturday in Lakeland, Florida. So
yeah, and then they said they're doing a. It's funny if you read the news I wrote out. It said the Broken Tailgate Party. It's going to be from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. Outside the Saddle Up in Orlando, which is about 2 miles from the stadium. Matt, Jeff, Robbie, Maxwell, and Senior Benjamin will be there. So who knows? Who knows what's going to happen at WrestleMania? I mean, WWE has expressed interest in wanting them for a while, especially after their contract ended. Will they? Yeah. Will we get to see the Broken Matt Hart character? There was kind of discussion going on. TNA said that they owned Broken Matt. You know, the name Broken
Meek
Matt.
Mahan.
Yeah, Meek Mahan. Yeah. So I think, you know what? I think that would be a great debut. I don't know if it would happen on WrestleMania. What do you guys think?
WWE would be stupid to not pull out all stops to get them to be there.
They're there.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
It'll happen the day after WrestleMania, though.
You don't think it'll show up in WrestleMania?
Agree with you, Danger.
I think it'll be the day after WrestleMania. It'll be something that, you know, I don't know exactly who will bring them out. I don't know if they'll do the draft or whatnot, and they'll be drafted.
You know that the chant going through the arena will be Broken Matt or, you know,
delete.
Oh, it's live here, delete every week anyways. You know?
I think our caller nailed it, though, especially with New Day hosting. Yeah. Have New Day come out and do a segment And then all of a sudden, here come the Hardys.
Here comes Vanguard 1. Yeah.
The place would go nuts. Now, granted, WWE audience, like your average audience, might not get it, but because of that international flavor, WrestleMania always has.
Oh, yes, it does. Yes, yeah, yeah. It draws people from everywhere.
Yeah, you'd have enough people.
Vanguard 1 was to, like come into the stadium, like, because it's an open stadium.
That would be fantastic.
Or imagine WWE pulling out all stops and, like, kind of like they did at the Super Bowl, like, get a whole, like, an army of drones to show up. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Think of the fun we could have. Think of the fun that could balance out the crap we're going to get.
Yeah, true, true. I like that. I think it's a good idea.
Which is why it's not going to happen.
I know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Another good idea wasted.
Yeah, they're going to say, well, someone's copywriting it right now before it'll happen. So, you know. But
not, I'm not going to even give my fast lane predictions because, honestly, I am really not looking forward to it. But as a wrestling fan, I have to watch it. Honestly, I'm just watching it for Joe versus Zayn. So, honestly, have a good day, guys. I'll call you guys next week.
Thank you, Jordan. Say hi to your dad for me, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. 222-1280 Star Trek. Well, let me break on that. I mean, you know what? That made me kind of excited about something that could happen at WrestleMania. I think that'd be a lot of fun, you know? So
why don't we have 8 hours to fill.
They do. They do.
I think it starts at 10 a.m. with the camping or with the camping tailgate.
Yeah, the tailgate at 10 a.m. to 6.
That's the pre-show, right?
Yeah. They'll be down the street with Senior Benjamin in Vanguard 1. So,
are we finally going to do our pre-game this year where we watch Ready to Rumble?
We could do that.
We've talked about it for years.
Danger Boy, do you have a copy of that?
I do not, but I can
I will get
one.
Copy.
Okay. I'm up for it, man.
I'm sure it's like $4 on Amazon.
It's a holiday. It's a holiday for wrestling, so why not? 222-1280 Star Trek. We'll be back after these messages. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
I felt the same snap in my knee, and I'm laying there on the hospital bed again, and I'm thinking to myself, maybe I deserve this.
I am going to burn the spirit of Sister Abigail to death and watch you die with her. I said that as long as you are the master and I am the servant, that I would pledge my undying devotion to you. But in a moment, I will be the master and you will be the servant.
Over the years, I've learned a lot of valuable life lessons. For instance, rollerblading home from happy hour is a bad idea. Now, some women don't like to be called sturdy. Burrito bowls and roller coasters, they don't mix. But one of the most important life lessons I have learned is when you are pushed, you have to push back.
If you show up at WrestleMania, Seth, if you call me out at WrestleMania, I promise you, no, Seth, I swear to you, if you show up at WrestleMania, it will be the last thing you ever do in a WWE ring.
You are in a large group of folks that feel you can't get so far in this company until you get held down because you nothing more than a trend-hopping, joke-stealing, unoriginal shell of a WWE superstar.
Hi, this is Shane McMahon, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, and Double B Brian Burke. And a guy who will never take it as an insult to be called sturdy on the phone with us right now. It's Rick from Rochester. What's up, Rick?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
How you doing, sturdy?
Good. I do not want none.
You don't want none?
I don't want none. Hey, man, first of all, kind of liking the SmackDown thing we got going on. I don't know how as far as the ratings go, but overall, it's well produced compared to Monday night. What do the ratings look like compared to Monday?
Well, I don't have the last SmackDowns, but they're very comparable. The SmackDown's been doing great. Everyone, it's their favorite show now over Raw, most people. Raw, of course, you know, is one of those things where you've been used to doing it for so many years on Monday night at, 8 o'clock that there's a lot of people that just turn it on, even if they're reading the newspaper. So they get a lot of ratings just because of repeat usage every year. But SmackDown's doing well. I think it's, you know, and you know what? We gave it credit last week, too. Was it the Road Dogg? Was it Danger Boy?
Yeah, I think so.
Road Dogg, who's like, you know, one of their producers there who, you know, directs what's going on there. And it's like, they have some guys there that know wrestling and they know what fans like, and they've been giving it to us. So I love SmackDown. I definitely never miss a SmackDown show. So
yeah, I'm just glad that the powers that be in the writers aren't shoving down forced storylines to us. You know, trying to think that most fans are stupid. You know.
Well, I mean, we're getting Cena and
Nikki. And the Miz. That's ridiculous. That angle's ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, maybe there'll be some interest. I mean, maybe it's to get Nikki Bella over. I don't know, because John's going away to do some movies next year, so we don't even know how long he's going to be here. And then Miz isn't wrong with some of the things he said about how he's here stopping in to visit every 4 months and then going off to Hollywood, which is, there's a lot of truth behind that, you know?
Right. Wow, what an ending to SmackDown. I just tuned in a little bit ago, but That was pretty wild.
I love how there's this music going on in the background the whole time Randy Orton's doing all this. It's not pre-produced, nah.
If I ever have to hear those dramatic drums again,
yeah,
boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, that was wild. That was a great ending. That was definitely a nice little 10-12 minute segment that should have, you know, capped off SmackDown.
But, you know, the funny thing is the way that it was torturing Bray Wyatt in the ring, you would think people would sympathize with him, but they're cheering on Randy. You hear people in the crowd going, "Burn it! Burn it down!"
Those worms are disgusting. Ugh. It reminds me of the Boogeyman.
Oh, yeah, you're correct.
And two other things. What do you think of my girl, Little Miss Bliss carrying on a title for a long time?
I think Alexa Bliss is going to be a face before you even know it. I mean, just
a
because
face?
Yeah, she's gonna turn because she's got some bad people that want her belt. You know?
Did you see the segment on SportsCenter on her with the coach a couple weeks ago?
Was that with her parents?
No, it was just her. It was just her talking about her eating disorder and things like that she overcame when she was younger. That was actually a pretty good segment.
Yeah, I think, and she's dating someone, I think, from NXT, too. I can't remember
who
it is.
She's dating Buddy Murphy.
Yeah.
I believe they're engaged.
Yeah.
And not that I'm stalking or anything, but.
No, but when they come to town, you will, so that's okay. Everybody.
Oh, yeah.
He's got that restraining order.
Everybody does. Everybody does.
When she's 5 foot of fury.
Yes, and the Holly Quinn doesn't hurt, okay?
When is she, or when are they coming back? Any news in the next 6 months of house shows or anything?
I haven't heard anything. I haven't, you know. We had poor turnout, I think, the last show, so I don't know. You know, unless they can, you know, I was hoping that we would get an NXT show here before too late, you know, because they like to swing around the Northeast. You could definitely put an NXT show in Blue Cross Arena and probably draw as many that they had there, you know, for the last WWE live event. But I don't know. I mean, you know, they, believe me, it's a busy schedule for the Blue Cross Arena. I guess, you know, if rumors be the Amerks pull out, there'll be a lot of open dates sometime soon. So.
Nah, they're not going to pull out.
You know, we'll see.
Oh, okay. And as far as Ring of Honor is concerned, you predicted that Fallen Angel wouldn't win.
Yeah, I was wrong. I was wrong. And we might as well talk about that. That was, by the way.
But that was a great match. Yeah, that was a well worked match.
I agree.
You know, you got to give up for you got to give up for both of them. They put on a great show.
Yeah, and now Daniels gets the champ. Gets. Adam, what's his face?
Adam Cole,
yeah,
baby.
He gets Adam Cole next, you know, at WrestleMania weekend down there in Lakeland, Florida, you know, for the Ring of Honor. And I, you know what? I give him a lot of credit. I gave you reasons why I didn't think that Daniels would win it, because he had left and come back and left and come back. And, you know, and the Dem boys were always there the whole time. But, you know what? Power to him, man. I love the finishing move. The, what's it called? The angel off the second rope or whatever.
Angel wings.
Yeah, angel wings off the second rope there. I mean, it was beautiful. It was a great match, too. It was a lot of fun to watch.
Who's the head writer over there?
I have no idea. I think maybe Kevin Kelly has something to do with it. I'm not sure who's really booking the company anymore.
Oh, okay, because I know Kevin Kelly is kind of going part-time. He's kind of doing some stuff here and there. Now they got wrestlers every week.
Yeah, they actually had a new announcer last week. I didn't even catch his name, to be honest with you. When
yeah,
I saw
Ian Riccoboni.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, and he was doing it with one of the Red Dragon dudes.
Bobby Fish.
Yeah, Bobby Fish, the guy we've seen around here about a million times. You know, so, yeah, no, they were doing commentary. It was pretty good, and they do a good show. So I enjoy, you know, I catch it. Believe me, it's hard not to catch it if you're, like, you know, sitting at home for an hour. You know, it might be on, you know?
Yeah, Fish is from Saratoga Springs.
Yep, but he used to wrestle here all the time. He used to, you know, he'd come into Rochester all the time. All those guys would travel from Albany this way, you know?
Man, I wish I could have caught that, but I'm not going to take up any more of your time, and I know it's valuable. Guys, I appreciate it, man. Have a great weekend.
You too, Rick. Enjoy the pay-per-view, and have fun at Superhero Night tonight, too. Oh, he hung up before I can even get that out. He's going to the hockey game tonight.
I'll be there as well.
You gonna dress up?
No.
You're not going to cosplay it?
No.
Wait, there's hockey tonight?
Yeah, there's hockey tonight downtown.
Isn't there also Nighthawks this afternoon?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, that's a busy day there today.
They're doing kegs and eggs with the Nighthawks today.
222-1280, *1280 is the number. Someone sent a message. Good morning, Pain Clinic. What's Triple H WrestleMania record? He seems to always lose at WrestleMania. Also, do you think Beth Phoenix deserves to be in the Hall of Fame with a short career? Now, Beth Phoenix, we've had on the show like about a year before she got hired by WWE, but she was going to Ohio Valley Wrestling to start training to go to WWE. And she used to wrestle in town all the time too. We'd see her all. She'd wrestle guys in town. I mean, that's. I'm a big fan of Beth Phoenix. I don't know absolutely if I agree she should be in the Hall of Fame because it was really only maybe 3 years of dominance compared to other ladies who are going in. Who else can they put in, you know?
I was just going to say, as far as that, her run wasn't that long, but in that era of when it was all about looks and being a diva, she was the real bright spot in that division because yeah. She had the physicality and because she could actually wrestle.
Yep. She was one of the only ones. Yeah, she'd make everyone look great against her, all the ones who couldn't wrestle. So, yeah.
And I died a little inside every time they had her lose to Kelly Kelly.
It
killed me.
And then they completely stopped her wrestling and had her go off with Santino Marella for a while. And she was, and maybe because her husband's Edge, it may have something to, you know, maybe there's some influence on what's going on with her. But she being from this area, she went to college, I think, at Canisius College. She trained at University of Buffalo to wrestle with guys who were going there. So she's got a real good foothold in this area, and she got family. You remember that time Mick Foley came and Edge showed up out of the blue and it was on with Mick Foley? Well, because Edge was at, I think, Corning, where her family lives, and he came up from there because they were visiting. So, you know, that kind of explains a little bit about how he was in town like that quickly. But, you know, I say power to her. I mean, there's some other people who aren't nearly as deserving that are in there. And, we do a lot of eye rolls when it comes to that. But they're running out of people. They probably should cut it down to maybe one or two a year instead of like seven.
Can we please induct some people behind the scenes?
Yeah. Jim Johnston.
Jim Johnston.
Yeah.
Please. Come on.
Without a doubt. So when we go to break on that, give us a call, 222-1280, *1280. One other message. Where do you put The Undertaker at WrestleMania? That's another message that came across. I think we're going to find out this weekend where The Undertaker is going to be showing up.
And real quick, as we're going to break, Triple H is 9-11 at WrestleMania.
9-11.
Hard to believe he's wrestled 20 matches at WrestleMania.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah, almost as many as The Undertaker, you know? It's pretty scary. 222-1280, *1280. You got one more segment of the Pain Clinic. You are listening to us on Fox Sports 1280 WHTK.
Soccer Sam here for Salvatore's Pizza, Rochester's number one pizzeria. Try a super slice. It's as big as your head. Capiche? Salvatore's.com.
Did you ever wonder where restaurants get those amazing tasting steaks? The answer is Palmer Food Service. When you go to the Palmer Direct-to-Use store at the regional market, you get restaurant quality at wholesale prices. Now, you may not have the same talents as a chef in those great independent restaurants we all know and love, but you can start with the same great quality and value, steaks, seafood, and poultry. If you want to feed your family better for less every day, come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
The new 1872 Cafe at 431 West Main Street. A coffee revolution. downtown Rochester. Open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. featuring the $2 Speedy Slice.
Monday night, Conference Championship Week continues. First at 6:45, it's the Southern Conference, followed at 9 with the MAC. Your home for Championship Week is Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Hey, this is Rhino, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. Thank you, Rhino. 222-1280, Star Toys is the number. I'm the Cash Man here with Double B, Brian Burke, DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, and you. Some real quick news before we get too far out. Former WWE champion Alberto Del Rio, using his name Alberto El Patron, like when he was on the show here last year, made his TNA debut this past week for a tape show. Of course, his girlfriend Paige was there, but she was backstage, so she wasn't seen on TV. But we look for, if you're following TNA, and you know where you're sad over the leaving of the Broken Hardys, well, you got Alberto El Patron, you know, coming in. You know, they've got,
that's not a good trade off.
You don't think it's a good trade off?
I understand the drawing power and how he has a name and everything. He was always the most boring person on WWE TV, and I could not stand him.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. We'll see. Maybe he'll do it right, you know? I don't know. Isn't it weird, Dan, that thing between you and I is like kind of like just reflecting light?
Yeah.
It's kind of, I see, like, it looks like it's poking in your eye from here. There we go.
You know, I question the eye strength of some of the other hosts.
Yeah, I know. It's like a little lamp that's sitting between us. Yeah, some people are older and have degenerative eye problems. But hey, so we got that going on. Jeremy Borash was added to the announce team this past week. For TNA, which it's funny because last week Josh Matthews just nothing but complain about Borash the whole show. You know, every time they come back from break, Josh is like, I'd like to bring us back from break, but Borash is announcing the match. He doesn't know the right procedure. So they have like a little confrontation on the next show. I think this will be debuting next week. Josh Matthews, yeah. Interesting. Borat, you know, Jeremy, you know, our good buddy. Congratulations, buddy, from the Pain Clinic. We'll have you on sometime soon to figure it out. But now Jeff Jarrett's in charge. We're under the new regime of Anthem. They're not even going to call it TNA anymore. They're going to call it Impact Wrestling. They're going to completely erase the TNA part of it, which is fine. Impact Wrestling is what they were trying to do a few years ago, and they just couldn't get away from the TNA name. But now, you know, you got Jeff Jarrett now running the show backstage, and you've got Bruce Pritchard is back, you know, Brother Love. Is that his name, Brother Love?
Yeah.
Brother Love, I love you. He's back with running the show there too. So,
and so is former Zeb Coulter.
Zeb Coulter is Dutch one of the Mantel writers. Yeah, he's a head writer now. Dutch Mantel came out on a scooter apparently on the debut show that for this new regime. So, get looking up at TNA, man. Definitely check it out if you have that channel.
And LAX is back.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Hernandez is back with them. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
He caused so much trouble last time he was with them because he was still under contract to Lucha Underground.
Well, they're going
to
be part of the tag team tournament now because the Hardys had to drop the titles.
Oh, that's right. They never
Hardys offered to come back and drop them legit, but Impact, TNA, whatever the hell you want to call them, they were just like, nope, give us the titles, you're done.
And that's what happened. So, they're going to just be written off. And what's really cool is I enjoyed them warping around the world and doing and wrestling tag matches and taking belts along the way. And now that whole storyline's done, unfortunately. But so we also got big news. Jack Swagger has asked for his release from WWE. I mean, have you seen Jack Swagger on TV since when?
He's still with WWE?
He is technically still because they have not released him yet. But he has already been booking independent dates. Hopefully, maybe that's why they're mad. They're going to drag out his release because he's been booking dates already, thinking he was going to get released immediately. But we haven't seen Jack in a while. He's a former WWE heavyweight champion. He's amateur wrestler, you know, he's got a great look and just wasn't working out. He just felt, you know, they're not going to use him. He wants to go do something else. He wants to wrestle in Japan. He wants to wrestle out the independence. So, and his first match, I think, is going to be for Paige's family in England. I believe that's what he had. So he's waiting for his release before he can do that. And I think he's wrestling Patron too. So we'll see. But he is gone, or he will be gone very soon. Of course, Seth Rollins, I think you saw Monday night, he came out and said he's going to be at WrestleMania. I think that was all an act. I don't think he needed it. He was limping. That was just to set up the keep the injury going. I mean, he's halfway through his rehabilitation for that injury, so he should be fine to walk normal. I don't really. I think that was more of an act that we saw than anything else. You know, especially, but it's interesting that they wouldn't touch him until it's like, so obviously he is hurt, because then they could have played up any angle. They would have had Joe go in and choke him out again or something, you know, when they were surrounding him in the ring. I thought that was definitely interesting on Monday night. Kurt Angle is reportedly scheduled for a post-WrestleMania WWE TV event. No word yet on what WWE has planned for Angle, but he's expected to make his return to Raw that week. Angle will be inducted, of course, into the Hall of Fame that weekend. What do you guys think about that? Are we going to see Kurt Angle, a Hall of Famer, actually wrestle for the team?
I don't know about seeing him wrestle, but rumors of maybe him taking over for Mick Foley as GM of Raw.
Ah. And we know he can work the stick, so, you know, yeah, I don't think that's a bad idea.
I think it's a great way to reintroduce him and potentially build for a match down the road with someone.
Yeah. He was wrestling up until he left TNA a year ago. So, I mean, it wasn't like he couldn't. He still could. You know, Kurt Angle, one of my favorites ever since the beginning. So it's like I'd love to see him out there, you know.
It's true. It's damn true.
Damn true.
The three eyes, man. Who can never forget them?
What was great was the people with the three eye signs would make the eyes, and then you could turn them sideways to be H's.
Yeah,
later.
The three H's. Yeah, you got Triple H and the triple I's. So it was a great idea. We saw that in town here when it was Monday Night Raw. So some other news. Get this. The TV show that's going to be inspired by gorgeous ladies of wrestling glow has a premiere date now for Netflix, June 23rd. So if you are a fan of Glow, it actually has Allison Brie in there from one of my favorite shows, Community, which... Yeah, she's hot.
I like me some Allison Brie.
Me too. I think she was like kind of the nerdy hot too. I mean, in the show. So, but she's going to be one of the wrestlers. It's actually the story based on her struggling as a struggling actress and starting this gorgeous ladies of wrestling. And it'll be interesting. I watched Glow when I was a kid. Okay, it was on network. It was on the afternoon, and it was phony and silly, and it was like Hee Haw kind of. There was like stupid jokes in between matches. But, you know, it's not called Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling for nothing, okay? I'll just say that. You know, they were pretty gorgeous. So, and being like a 12-year-old, you know, it's like I'm surprised my mom didn't shut that stuff off. But nevertheless, that's coming up June 23rd on Netflix. Definitely check it out. I don't know what else we got to talk about. We're going to be getting out of here a week from this Friday night if you get a chance. And I want, if people do get a chance, please call us next week if you got a chance to go to the WWE event in Buffalo. It's you're going to see Triple H wrestling, which is pretty cool, and Finn Balor. And I think it might be in the same match, right, Danger Boy?
Yeah, I believe it's a three-way Triple H, Joe, and Owens versus Balor, Jericho, and Zayn.
Yeah. So we got that going. That's a week from tonight. So our week from yesterday. So it's coming.
You might see Balor on Monday.
You might see Balor on Monday?
You might see Balor on Monday.
Wow, that's a nice little tidbit. Hey, check us out. All our shows are on iTunes, as well as go to thepainclinic.net. Please subscribe to us on iTunes. Leave us a message. Leave us a review. That's always pretty cool, too. And, man, this WrestleMania season is getting more excited. We're going to have a lot more to talk about next week after the pay-per-view. You kind of have an idea what's going to happen. Maybe even this guy showing up. That would be freaking awesome. I would think that would be great. So, we got to get out of here. I want to thank you. Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Danger Boy. And thank you, Double B, Brian Burke. And thank you, listeners, for listening. We will be back next week. Of course, always 10 a.m. here on Fox Sports 1280. We'll see.